$3,502,664 for general municipal operations. This article does not include appropriations contained in special or individual articles addressed separately. Is there a motion on Article 9? It is moved. Is it seconded? It's seconded.
Maureen Elliott.
Oh, Ernie Day.
Les
Babbitt.
Okay.
Yep. Les.
Okay. As we go through the budget, I mean, we do this every year. I've been doing this for 22 years, and as I had said earlier, we just try and keep the tax rate as flat as we can. We've had reevaluations 3 times since I've been a selectman, and right now we are at 57.2% approximately of our total valuation. And my philosophy for the whole time I've been doing this is you need to fund the needed programs without outspending your growth in construction and revenues. Lately, that has been getting more and more difficult as prices go up. But on the flip side of that, as we get a lot of construction in town, the state of New Hampshire does not allow us to tax new construction for what it costs to build or what they feel the value is at or what it can sell at. It needs to match every other house that's in town. So without having 100% of the new growth coming in on the tax rolls at 100%, it makes it difficult. You'll notice this year we have a lot of increases, and not to mention most of those increases, I believe it's $111,000, is just health insurance. So as we go into the year, we got our quote for our health insurance, our contract, within 30 days of the time that we had to sign it, and we did not have time to find an alternative, so we'll be having a committee to go through the health insurance, and we've had one gentleman step forward already and volunteer to be on this. And if anybody else is interested, please let us know, either at the end of the meeting or filling out the form in the back of your book. Just to give you a rundown of where we're really at, in 2020, our taxes were $10.67, 2021, $10.85, 2022, $10.23, 2023, $10.98. So we're working on keeping this flat. Our total assessed valuation is $669,210,235. If we reach 100% valuation, we had a meeting the other day, Melissa and I were there, I think Paul Eli was there, our total valuation is going to end up estimated to be somewhere around $1,159,794,168, between there and $1,074,000,000. So that's how far off we are. We're looking at an increase somewhere around $490 million in total valuation. Our tax rate for next year, depending on where they come in on the valuation, should be somewhere around $7 to $7.20 per thousand. Things are growing so fast, and we're trying to keep up. But we need at least the evaluation on the new construction, so as we go through, we need that. Like I said, we have a 9% increase and $111,000 as health insurance that we're going to be dealing with. There's a lot of other increases that we'll go through as John goes through the budget. Don goes through the budget section by section.
Okay, thank you, Les. Sue, go ahead.
Sue Brown.
I have a question on this. Are we going to have a difficulty with DRA? Because it says $3,502,664. Are we going to have a problem with the language in this?
So, oddly enough, my mic's not working again. Oddly enough, DRA has reviewed all of these articles, including 7 and 8, and approved them to go on the warrant.
Their there again, are we going to have an issue without taking that extra $1,000 out?
So the DRA website is where they're in there separately. So there's a box. You type it all in.
Yeah, so it's in there and it's correct.
Those
in
have
there.
Been reviewed by DRA and approved. I can't get a green light to go forward until
they've approved right. it and said it's correct.
But they could amend it to take out
yes,
that.
Yes, they yeah. could amend it.
We can amend it here.
We can amend it if you'd like to amend it.
Change. Can I amend that, please? I'd like to take that extra $1,000 out, please.
Okay, so you'd like to make a motion to amend Article 9?
Yes, to take that first $1,000 out on the first line. At the end of that first line, take that word $1,000 out.
Yeah.
So it makes it $3,502,664.
Yeah. Okay, motion to amend has been made. Is there a second
I'll
to
second
the
it.
Motion to amend? Is it seconded?
Seconded.
It's seconded Bill Carney. Any discussion on the motion to amend? Okay, all in favor of amending Article 9 in that way? All opposed? The amendment carries. Okay, I think what we're going to do, the insert that was provided along with the town reports, I think we're just going to go through section by section. And total general government is $755,327 of this. And is that 755? Yeah, 755,227. So is there any discussion on that part of the budget? Okay, public safety is $905,537. Any discussion on that part of it? Go ahead.
I'm just looking at the FY23 expenditures, and there's a total for public safety of $52,000 as expenditure. That must be an error somewhere.
Yeah, for the bottom line of public safety in the FY23 column.
Is correct.
Okay, so the 636.
That's correct on the 636.
On the 636, it's correct. So that's 905,557.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's.
That's the FY24.
About
the middle column, the FY23.
Sorry about 2023, and I don't.
Okay.
Where's last year's?
Oh, I guess I should use the book.
I just like the correct number once we
no,
have.
No, I don't have the correct number. I'm sorry. So I would have to let you know that in the future. We don't have access to that from here.
That's last year's actual expenditures, which should be
unless
right here.
So
of the total appropriation for Article 9, $905,557 is for public safety. Any other discussion on the public safety part of it? Highway Department is $1,117,470. No discussion on that part of it. Sanitation is $432,730. Health is $18,434. Welfare, $27,750. Culture and Recreation, $22,750. Conservation, $9,500. So the total in the article is $3,502,664, as has been clarified by the amendment. Paul, do you speak to the overall article? Which one? What are you speaking to?
It's to sanitation, yes. Salaries full-time. Just wanted to get a feel or understanding is that it went up $42,000, which is like 40%, the salaries full-time, from 98 to 139,440. She's just curious.
So it's not... So we have in the warrant, we have put in an additional $70,000 for people to operate the transfer station. I'm looking for my actual numbers right now. I don't have them. Last year we went from, I had it here in front of me, but do you have that?
Last year was 36.
So yeah. Last year we had collected $12,000 for the shipment of MSW construction debris. This year we collected $44,000, and we're still trying to get the right people there working to make sure that that continues in the right manner. And we did end up putting $70,000 in there. I don't know if we're going to have to hire somebody new or whether we can bring somebody who's there up. But the money is there so that we can hire a manager for the transfer station if needed.
Okay. I don't see the 70. Are you saying that in the full-time salaries that's two people?
It's two people now. We're looking for a third. So we've increased the budget by $70,000 because we're not going to hire anybody until after this meeting. So by the time we get somebody hired and get them on insurance, that will cover us through the end of the year.
So the 139 is for three people. Okay. That answers it. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Any other discussion on Article 9 or any section of Article 9?
I may have a number for you shortly.
Okay. So you have a number for the bottom line, total public safety, in the 2023 actual expenditures.
We think we know what happened, so if you just bear with us just a moment, I think we have it.
$358,942.
No. $358. But that's only taking...
No,
that,
he's looking for the bottom line.
Wait, keep going. Hold on. Thank God for Excel. $157,865.
$157,865. Doesn't sound right. No. We're up in the 900 range.
Yeah. See, all of these go together.
Hold
on.
For last year's expenditures, they're in the sheet. They're on the form.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The spreadsheet did not total it correctly.
Okay. All right, that's okay. We'll have to get back to you on that number.
Okay, we don't have that number. Okay, is there any other discussion on Article 9? Then we are ready to vote on Article 9 to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $3,502,664,000 for general municipal operations. This article does not include appropriations contained in special or individual articles addressed separately. All in favor, raise your voter card. All opposed? Article 9 carries. Article 10, to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $120,000 for the annual appropriation for the library. Is there a motion in that regard? It's moved by Les Babb. Is there a second? It's seconded by Jerry Knurk. Okay, discussion, Les.
I was going to defer to Paul Matthews or one of the trustees if they'd like to speak. This is an annual appropriation. The library is not part of our regular budget because when you approve this warrant article, we give the library a check for the amount of the article. And we do not oversee the day-to-day payments, so that's why it is a warrant article. But Paul can speak to it if anybody has questions.
Yeah, that pretty much covers why it's here. That's how we've been funding it for about, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, I think, maybe. And we've held the number down to the same amount we asked for last year and got last year, I should say. Any questions?
Okay. I don't see any questions, so we're ready to vote on Article 10 to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $120,000 for the annual appropriation for the library. All in favor, raise your card. All opposed, raise your card. Article 10 carries.